Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Never seen
good
this.
Morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. The three-legged stool is back together. Bill, good to see you. I know you're fighting it today. A little
got the crud under the weather.
Some stuff going on.
I'm moving over closer to Jake.
Yeah, you shouldn't, because the reason I'm in this spot probably is because of you.
Oh, is that right?
Well, Sip had, 3 weeks of the crud, and we're in this petri dish with him every day.
Yes, petri dish.
Yes, right here.
It is.
We have no circulation. Trapped air.
Petri dish is a very good term.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that was it. And Steve did something today that's got me just perplexed.
What's that?
He brought in a sandwich from McDonald's. He brought one.
This happens
never
about
done,
once every 3 months, it seems. Like.
I've never seen it, to my knowledge.
Really?
This is incredible.
No, come on.
He did explain to me before the show the occasion for why he had a sandwich today, particularly in terms of...
Hey, hold on. I only got 3 Splendors in this. I want to see how it tastes.
Yeah. Okay. That's the coffee. Check out the coffee.
Why'd you only do 3?
Oh, it sounds like... It tastes like they put 4 in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I can tell how many Splendors I put in.
Can you?
Well, you can taste and go, I'm 1 over. Or I'm 1
seems
under.
A little bit high.
Yeah. 1 under right
seems
away.
A little bit high here.
I think I got... Yeah, no...
Yeah, like I said, had some health situation. It feels today like someone took maybe $4 worth of pennies and put it inside of a pillowcase and then just beat the crap out of me with it through my dad. That's kind of what the feeling
is. That's a good feeling, Bill.
Yes.
I like the sound of that.
That's the feeling. So at least you get a pretty good feel for where I'm at. Just imagine having
$4 worth of pennies
and someone whipping it around and then just smashing it into your rib cage.
That sounds great.
You need to sleep. You need to sleep.
If it does, it would be nice. Sleep
if you want to lay down during the show.
During the show, which we saw.
Put your head down. Like
wasn't
school.
It Swim?
Yeah. Swim on the couch.
Swim didn't know he was on live TV.
He was laying down
on the couch before texting him.
Yeah.
Who's that laying on the couch? That's Swim.
That's Swim. Big Swim over there. Swim. No big deal.
Yes.
No big deal.
Remember in school when you used to put your head down?
Oh, yes. That was a great one. Put your head down.
Put your head down.
Oh, gladly.
I'd like gladly. Why? Because I've never been as tired as I was yesterday. That's the same every
day. You went to a new level.
Went to a whole new.
Simple. I went to a whole new level of tired.
A whole new level. I would love that if we did that in here. Okay, everyone, breakers, let's just put our heads down.
We can do
that. We do that for 5 minutes.
And,
just put our
we'd
heads
be
down.
Off the air for an hour. We'd be sleeping.
Well, not, we don't. I wouldn't suggest all 3 of us do it, but one or 2.
One at a time.
I can see Sip is the one that was always kind of peering up, lifting his head up a little, trying to see what was going on, see what the teacher was at their desk, what she was up to. I could see it.
He's a reporter. You know, he's investigating.
Yeah. I wasn't. Kind of I took it to my. I'm like, hey, put your head down. Good. How about just bringing, like in kindergarten, you had like a rug.
A mat.
You brought your own. It was a rug, really.
It was a rug.
It's like a rug. And you
maybe have mats.
You rolled it up. You rolled it out, and you all just kind of hunkered down for a half hour.
It was great.
Yeah.
Was it only a half hour? I thought it was like an hour.
I don't know, but it would be.
I had a tiger rug.
Yeah, I would love to have that right now built into everyone's job. A siesta.
All right, it's noon, everybody. You know what that means?
You know what that means? Get your rugs.
Wait a second. I thought it was built into my job.
Yeah.
Over at the Embassy Suites. Did they have
anywhere?
Did you take a rug over there when you went over there?
Lay down, curl up in the fetal. No. I sat in a chair.
Did you?
Yeah, and then they moved took the chair away.
Instead of just telling you don't do it, they had a different plan. The manager had a different plan.
Well, I don't know that it was related.
It had to be related.
I think that was too coincidental to not be related.
Yeah.
Well, it could just been a remodel of the area.
How long a time was it before the chair got moved from the spot from when you had started napping?
A matter of years.
Years? Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to. I hope you get naps in still at some point. Not at the Embassy Suites anymore, but somewhere else.
Do you think I don't get naps in?
I assume that you do, but not at hotels anymore. Just
I was talking to Jake on the drive home from Kearney yesterday, and Jake told me the first thing he said, he goes, I need a nap.
I didn't get one, though.
I'm wore out.
Guess what? Didn't happen, though.
And guess what? You better get one like today or so, because once this baby comes,
I know.
The naps are over. Because all of a sudden it's going to be, I mean, Elizabeth's going to need her rest time.
Yeah,
and
I know that.
And you got to stand in.
I don't nap a lot in general. I take 12 naps a year probably, right. once
That's
a month.
That's it?
I'm going to go once a month, isn't it, on average.
Jeez.
Oh, do I need more than that? Yeah, I probably do. I just don't do it. But
the 4 a.m. wake up can jump on you.
It does.
All of a sudden, when it used to be like 6 o'clock at night and you're still, you know, it's like, wow, that jumped on me. The 4 a.m. wake up jumped on me.
Thank you for saying that. We're not complaining. Yeah.
No, we enjoy it.
That's not a complaint.
Well,
the ticket!
Bill, we're glad you're fighting through the illness and you're here.
Yeah, you have. See, I can tell because he has
little tissues. He's got Kleenexes.
I've got,
tissues. Yeah. The Kleenex package.
Are those tissues or Kleenex?
I think tissues.
I think tissues are Kleenex. Kleenex are tissues. It's a brand.
Well, it's kind of like a jacuzzi and hot tub.
Okay.
Jacuzzi's a brand.
That's right.
I'm going to go take a jacuzzi. That's a brand.
You are, once again, teaching. I did not know that. Jacuzzi and hot tub. Jacuzzi is a brand.
It's a brand. Hot tub is just what it is. So if you go hot tubbing, or you go, but people always say, I'm going to go to take a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
No, that's
no, you're not. You're not in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Unless it's a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Type of hot tub.
Ketchup is a brand.
Yeah.
Catsup.
Wait a second.
Ketchup is a brand. That's a Heinz brand. Yes.
Now, I don't know. You might have spun out on that one. But the jacuzzi hot tub thing is revealing.
It's real, yes.
Oh, all right. That just threw me for a loop.
It's idle chit chat.
Yes, it is. Anything for you on idle chit chat?
No.
Okay, you're good.
No, I can't follow.
I had to
kind
of run the whole idle chit chat, pitch in a little bit.
That was good though, Bill.
Also, my dad, Ron.
Yeah,
you should meet him sometime, Steve.
I did meet him.
I know. That was a test. It was a test.
That
was a test, and you just passed it.
Very nice.
Nice job by you. You have met him before.
It was early in the evening,
but he talked about the show yesterday.
What did he say?
Because of course he still watches the show.
Yes,
and even when the sun's not on.
Even on, still watches the show. And he said that Sip. He goes. Jake and Sip were incredibly kind to you. They talked about your speaking.
Yes, we did.
And they did some other stuff that Sipple talked about, like from work and stuff.
Yes.
And then I got to thinking about this, too, because I was very pro on this for the last 30 years that I was done with friends. I was full. I didn't need any more. I was fine. And I told my dad, I said, Sip, obviously, Josh on the inside over there, and Jake, obviously they're very good friends of mine now. I've made new friends.
We're friends.
Yeah, and that's odd to me.
Is it?
Because you can go make new friends
at age
at what in the mid to late 40s to 50s. You don't do that.
Upper 40s.
You don't make new friends. Like I said, there's just like, oh god, I have this new friend. That doesn't happen.
No,
women
doesn't.
Will do that sometimes. I think more than men do.
But that's true.
They're just better than us.
Yeah, guys, just kind of shut it down. About 30.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I still talk to Duke every day. We became friends in fourth grade. That's who I talk to.
That's your people. That's your people right there.
Now I talk to you yahoos
every day.
Every day. There's a text messaging of like 40 text messages.
Screenshots.
Screenshots.
Articles.
Stuff circled. Articles.
Amazing things.
Yeah.
It's really unique.
Things that Jake says.
Yeah. Yep. Things that circled.
Yep.
I feel like I'm watching myself die.
Yeah, that happened.
I'm in agony.
And you know what? I felt that way. I'll confirm I felt that way.
I sent you guys a video yesterday of how I got the crap scared out of me getting gas out in Kearney.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. God.
All of a sudden, the voice just appears. And it waits. There's like a 20-second pause. It doesn't start right away. So it so fools
true.
You.
It's so true. That is so true.
And they had
they don't do it right when you start pumping gas.
No. And they had a ton of snow out there.
They did?
They had a ton of snow in Kearney.
In Kearney?
Oh, yeah. The interstate said, the person at the hotel said they were shut down for 35 hours. I said, oh, man. So you guys were packed. I said, is people stranded? He goes, no, people couldn't get to us either direction. So they were like, no, we weren't
this
that
is amazing.
Busy.
Kearney's not that far away.
No. Snow when
It'd
I was driving,
melt,
I started seeing accountable snow like by Seward. That's how far off it was.
This is revealing. Yeah. And there was still snow on the ground when you were there.
Giant piles of snow. They had to actually bring in scoop stuff out.
See, today the high is like 65 degrees. It's going to be a very interesting quick melt in those areas, yes. So I would think. Quick melt.
Wow. Wow, that was very revealing.
A lot of stuff there.
Jacuzzi, bathtub, snowed
house. I tell you what got me.
No, I don't know about the ketchup thing. I'm not going to argue about it. I don't know about that.
What got me also was ill. So at 5 in the morning, I couldn't take it. So I had to go for some medicine.
Yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm out and I go to my truck to go drive around Kearney to try to find if something was open.
Something.
And I thought to locate some medicine I had to try to
find. Got it, 5 a.m.?
And I go out. As I'm walking out, I realize I travel always with house slippers. I travel with house slippers, so I have house slippers on.
Okay.
And so I realize as I go out that I'm in my house slippers, and I have to walk through snow.
Oh no!
And so
need your mindles.
And they were the Uggs with the no back on them. So now I'm walking through snow in slippers that do not have a back to them.
Human.
Yeah.
So that things was, that humans do.
Things that, and all of a sudden I get in the truck. I'm like, what am I doing?
This is amazing. I feel for you right now. At 5 o'clock, you're in Kearney yesterday, a.m., driving around looking for meth.
Well,
then I had to give a keynote speech. No. You know what I thought of?
I love this.
You know what I thought of?
What?
Aging gracefully, Steve Sipple. The show must go on. So that's what got me going. And we had a great time.
Well, on that note, Bill, last thing for Idle Chit Chat.
You
were going through the snow in slippers. You could have used your Mindel shoes you had. Well, guess what?
Yes. Mindel, are you kidding me?
We got hats for Mindel. From Mindel right here. Yeah, we got gifts here.
I need that hat.
Steve, do you have your boots on today?
I do.
Which one you want? I got one for Josh, too. I got black and red.
I would prefer the black.
Of course you do.
I'm going to take the black also.
All right, I'll take the red one.
Oh, okay. We got a problem.
It's fine. No, me and Josh take the red. It's okay. I gave you guys the first option.
So, okay, gave you the option. I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Don't feel bad.
Oh, I like this. That's a great hat. It's mesh. It's mesh, guys, on the back. Oh, yeah.
You could have been trotting through the snow with your Mindel boots and your Mindel hat. MindelUSA.com.
People say, get your mind right. Get your Mindel right.
Yes.
You can have the hat I brought in.
I don't want... That's your hat. You can keep that one. It's fine. I got plenty of hats. Don't worry about me. We got a lot of hats.
Hey, here's some Idle Chit Chat. Hold on.
Last thing.
Okay, you guys can address this with me. So I brought in see that hat? It's
we know what hat it is. You can keep it quiet because it's a rival. It's okay. I got it. So it starts with an H.
Yeah, it's a hat.
It's a hat.
And it's not a Husker hat, but it has the Husker logo on the side. Mm-hmm. I'm going to practice. There are media people that would say, oh, Sipple, I'm not very objective today. Would you?
It wouldn't bother me. I know my,
It says Huskers on the side.
Nothing would bother me.
There are guys that would say,
What would Sean say if he saw that hat?
I think he'd be okay with it.
But he questions things. That's odd.
Why do you got that Husker thing on your side? You're not supposed to really do that, you know. There are some hardcore guys that would give me crap about it. This is a little Husker.
Babcock?
I'm not going to name names.
No, guys want to know.
No, I don't think Babcock would.
No, he's incredible.
Well, there you go. Well, that Mindel hat will not be questioned at
no, I got mine
that's
on.
That's why I wanted it.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well, enjoy that. And thanks again to Dan and the guys at Mindel, MindelUSA.com. MindelUSA.com. Great boots. And of course, great hats also.
Handcrafted in Germany for 300 years.
Yes. That's kind of a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah. It's a really big deal.
Last thing before we move on, I promise we're moving on. Bill informed me before the show how much he loves opening day in MLB baseball. Today,
I couldn't sleep last night.
He's so excited. Josh and Bill, excitement is just unbelievable. Today is the act. Now, we had opening day start last week. We had the Padres.
The first thing I said, this is not opening day. That happened a week ago.
This is for the
rest
of the
season. They played a three-game series and then went back to spring training.
That's weird. That's
strange. That's like playing a game that counts. Like opening day of football, then going back to preseason for one more preseason game.
Where did they play?
That was in Seoul, Korea, right? Wasn't it Seoul?
Korea.
Yeah. So today,
which I like playing. I think that's cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Opening day today for the rest of Major League Baseball.
I think we saw opening day. I think we established that opening day was in Korea.
For the rest of Major League Baseball who did not play and then go back to spring training, today is opening day.
Okay, so it's opening day.
This station will carry, the ticket will carry the Royals all season long. 3:10 today against the Twins, Minnesota, in Kauffman Stadium.
Really?
Yeah. The ticket, once again, is the affiliate of the Kansas City Royals all season
long. Nice. Tune in to it, Bill. Maybe we should all three. You know, when Jake and I started this show, we remember you would do a royal segment. We did a royal segment all the time. So I had to watch the game.
They were good, but you know, they could be. I should stop myself. They were really good back then. They had just gone to the World Series in 2016.
Well, last year we kind of adopted a team.
The Rays.
The Devil Rays. We're sticking with the Devil Rays.
Right. Should we stick with them?
Well, the only reason it was because they started off like 13-0.
Yeah, that was fun to root for.
And they were scoring like 20 runs a game. And they ended up getting all the way to the playoffs.
They did. Very good team.
They phased out. But that was fun to follow. So I did put Josh in that just to track who was still undefeated.
Yep.
So that interests me.
Josh is on top.
Are we going to try to follow Major League Baseball a little more this year?
Yes. I know
We'll do our best. We'll do our best in that.
Follow the Royals. We can do segments.
I'll give you at least a score. How about that? Every day. That title Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. 50% off your first fertilizer application this spring. All right, today, Sip and the rest of the media will get a little bit of a view of Husker football practice. About a half hour, right, Sip? What time is this going to occur?
Give us the timeline. Questions I don't know.
That's great.
It's a little unorganized.
Well, hold it. You don't know what time practice is. That's a big deal.
Where's Keith Mann at? Keith, please text in.
Keith, let us know what time practice starts. Steve has no idea.
Yeah, somebody from the media corps, please text in. I mean, I imagine it's always the same time. Like, if I go over there at 8:30, I'll probably be okay. That's roughly the timeline. In fact, somebody was 9 a.m. was being bandied about a little bit. That seems a little late. But anyway, we get 30 minutes of practice watching today. So what are you wondering?
Well, the question we have is, are you going to follow anything besides Dylan Raiola? He's going to be – but everybody in the media is going to be watching him and watching him as much as they possibly can. We want to know how the line looks, right? We want to look how everything looks out there. Jamal Banks, how he looks. But you're going to have 30 minutes probably of just...
I want long snapper
at Dylan Raiola, aren't you?
I want long snapper.
Do you have a plan today?
Oh, the long snapper.
Do you have a plan today?
I want long snapper.
I think it's Wetucky.
What's that?
It's Wetucky.
Wetucky's a great dude.
It's Wetucky, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He was number two last year.
Yeah. I called him Kentucky a lot.
Did you?
Yes.
Is it Camden?
Yes.
Camden, Wetucky.
Yes, he was the future. I knew when he was there. He was in a great young man. He'll do a tremendous job if he is the guy. I have full faith in him.
They were very good at long snapper last year. Nebraska was very good at long snapper. There was no problems.
Yeah, last 2 years been very, very
no.
Very
yeah,
good.
Last 2 years. Jake, I mean, what am I going to watch? I'm going to see if I don't know. I mean, it's really hard. I will tell you that because you don't know. You're crammed in for 30 minutes. You want to watch a bunch of stuff. You just got to get kind of organized in your mind. I don't do all that well at that. I will watch Dylan Raiola and the young kid from Bellevue West, Danny Kalen. I do want to see them, but Bill always says go watch the mass, and I'll go watch the big men. I want to see if Mazuka's out there. He's had some problems here. As spelled out, I'm talking about Micah Mazuka, who, you know, he'd presumably be the starting right guard if everything's going well with him.
What are the problems? I've not heard
just,
this.
Just Rule talked about how he had a hard time with the initial assimilation. Maybe that's the best way to put it.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying anything the head coach hasn't said. This isn't Sipple talking.
So we're not playing breaking news.
No.
Okay. No.
So it's always prepared though.
Yeah. So it's
right always ready.
He's got it right there. Okay. It's not breaking.
No. This
news.
Was weeks ago that he said it. Okay. So I'd want to see right away.
Yeah. That's why you go see the mass.
Yeah. The mass.
Mass kicks ass.
Mass. Yes.
Jim Harbaugh talked about it yesterday. O-line play.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Just everything about O-line play.
By the way. The long snapper name is that we got it right. It's Camden Wetucky. He's from Grand Blanc, Michigan. I would assume he'd be the guy that replaces Marco Ortiz was the name I was looking for. He's gone. He was good.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Transfer from Florida. Okay, so then what else do you want to watch? I haven't seen a lot of Nayor. I've seen some Banks. I haven't seen a lot of Isaiah Nayor.
Texas transfer.
Yeah, he's a big receiver. They say he's bigger than Banks.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks.
Haven't heard much, but it was a very quiet off season. There wasn't a lot of information flying out of North Stadium.
It was quiet in part because there was so much else going on, right?
There was some things.
There's an AD.
Yes.
An AD left, betrayed us.
Did you wear your Trev t-shirt?
In Memphis?
Yes, yes,
I did.
He wore it on the air.
Did he? I wore it on the air. I wore it down Beale. I wore it on Beale Street also. For all the thousands to see. It was a very popular shirt.
Yeah. Jake Beale is not shy.
No, he's not.
No, I'm not shy at all.
What did he's a man's man.
It just said Benedict Alberts with the outlay of, you know, a outline of Trev's face, basically.
There was a level of betrayal that bothered you.
Yeah, and guess what? The Breakers and ticket fans and Husker fans enjoyed that T-shirt, so they liked it. That's good. By the way, from the text line, we have people asking questions for you.
Please.
464-5685. Someone says, is Sipple going to report on the big horse at running back?
Yes, that'd be nice. New running back from Oregon.
Yeah, definitely got to watch that. Dante Dowdell.
Yes.
Yeah.
That should be easy because they're missing two running backs for practice now, so... That'll be a little smaller group, which is going to expand with health. But now you'll be able to get a really good look at him.
I mean, I wonder the things I... Yeah. Well, and Quentin Ives is... I haven't gotten a real long look at Quentin Ives either. So Quentin Ives, Dante Dowdell. I will watch that. So Bill's alluding to Gabe Irvin being out. He's out. Ramir Johnson is out, although rules said you might see a little... Ramir Johnson.
So he might do some individual potentially that type of thing. Be out and about with you.
Okay. So watch the running backs. 30 minutes, no tackling. There's not much you can see. Just how he looks. And what's the words we always use, Jake? He looks the part.
It looks the part.
He looks the part. Standard words. Yes. Mean nothing.
But, right.
Last year, empty
hollow words there.
Last year at this time, this is when you said that Arik Gilbert would lock us into 1.5 more wins.
if he was right.
Yes.
We could have been a bowl game if that's the case.
We would have gone
that
to
was,
a bowl
game. That was when you came back game. From your first
I
practice.
I think it was 1.3.
No, it was
1.3.
No, okay. It was like, actually, the reason I went 1.5 is he's 1-2 games, you said, that just having him healthy will win.
So he never panned out.
It didn't work out.
So you don't know if I was wrong.
No, no. It's...
And they missed a bowl game because of it. Amazing. 5-7. They could have been to 6-6 with Arik
Gilbert. By the way, yeah. I mean, you watch Fedoni, too. I mean, because Fedoni, I think, is a player. Oh, God. I'm going to do this. I think Fedoni's a guy that you could maybe. Because my big theme is they got to start producing some all Big Ten type players, like first team all Big Ten, not second or third or honorable mention. First. Maybe a guy who's sliding towards All American. Maybe Fedoni's that guy. I don't know. Maybe he's not. He had 25 catches last year.
I think it's the first time he has a chance to be himself.
Thank you for saying that.
2 years of injury.
Right.
And got through it last year, got through the offseason. He probably had a really good offseason. So I would anticipate great things from him.
I think so. I mean, you saw him in the dunk contest, right? No braces on or anything.
So it just has to be a different version of himself. Like what? Where he thought he would be is probably where he's at now. Those are some setbacks that he took, some strong setbacks.
Absolutely. So, those are the sorts of things I'd be watching. I suppose there's a lot of newcomers. 23 is an enormous number of
newcomers. Is it in today's world?
Well, it is over the in the context of time, but yeah, maybe not in today's world. Six transfers. No, not in today's world, actually.
Probably every team's saying that, right?
Yeah.
It's still different for Nebraska. It's different for places, but there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot. I think Ole Miss is in the 40s.
Oh God!
Of new players,
40s
again.
I think they're in the 40s. I believe
they turned it over again.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe they're in the 40s.
Lane turns it over.
So I don't know.
They call him the Portal King right now.
Yeah,
Lane Kiffin. He's the Portal King. 40 new guys is a lot. Yeah.
There was a story out there on that.
The Portal King.
Judkins, is that correct?
Yeah, Quinshon. Quinshon Judkins.
What happened? I saw something. His mother sounded off on something.
All of a sudden, it's like there's this out there a push that he may be returning.
To Ole Miss?
To Ole Miss. That was said.
From Ohio State.
There was an article. Yes. There was an article.
Like the kid at Iowa.
We never mentioned that. Caden Proctor, the Iowa five-star player, goes to Alabama, and then he goes back to Iowa, and then he goes back to Alabama again.
And I don't know the story there. Do you guys know the story?
The one thing that's come, two things have come up that in my mind is one that came up is that's been made very clear that it wasn't a money grab where he came to Iowa, took a bunch of cash up front, and then jetted back. They're very
that'd be amazing.
See ya. Thanks.
Or if it did happen, they're making sure that they're at least saying that it didn't happen.
Okay.
The next thing that stands out with me with Proctor going back
to Alabama
is that it just screams to me that DeBoer has his stuff together.
Okay.
Because it screams to me that he must have went with, you know, that we got a new coach coming, boom, I'm out of here. I'm going back home. I think all of his friends at Alabama are like going, hey, this guy's the real deal. That's how I look at it. There's no one, you know, he's talking to those guys all the time. It's not like, hey, great choice by you. It is a hit show here. No, it's not.
Nope.
Things are going really well there. And they're like, hey, and so that's the reason he's going back.
So Proctor backed up.
Back to Bama.
Quinshon Judkins, as far as I know, is still at Ohio State.
He still is. He's still, and that may have been, again, there's fake news all the time. So, but that was
you think?
Yeah, there was.
God, there is fake news.
There's just, I have friends. They'll be like, how about this? And I go, that's not real. So now I screenshot everyone. And I send it to these two guys. And I sent him, I go, fake or real? And they're kind of like, okay, we're getting it. Okay. Yeah. Like, no, this wasn't said.
It's easy to get caught.
You know, I love when you start. Sometimes, it was the one with Lincoln Riley. Yeah, wait till we get to the Big Ten and put some barbecue sauce on these guys and show them. And I'm like, yeah, he didn't say that.
I don't think he said that at all.
He didn't say that at all. That didn't come up.
It's easy to get caught. It's easy to get caught, Jake.
But when you see it right away, it's like, okay. And now, so everything's kind of like the onion. It's like,
this is a bad time to be a gullible person.
Yes.
This is a bad time of life to be gullible.
That is a profound statement.
We need to fix things if you are gullible and say, pause, check. You confirm before you
it's
fall.
It's really
or
hard, and I don't even consider myself gullible, and I've got caught on some things.
You still read it. You double read it there right away. Now it is. You're so used to it. You're like going, not true.
Right.
Not true. Not true.
Well, there's a problem with that because there's some things that are true that I find myself going, that can't. What was it the other day? There was a thing like that where I said, no, that can't. Oh, it was when Trev left. I just thought, oh,
it can't be real. Come
that's
on.
Fake news. They're just trying
to get us fired up here at Nebraska.
I mean, I took my post-show nap, you know, which is standard.
After you walk bullet.
Yeah.
Walk bullet.
Right, walk. Yeah. God, you know my schedule. Yeah. I go right to the house. I walk bullet, and I go down.
Yeah.
And I went down. Yeah. And I woke up, and I was late on the story because I was napping. And
missed phone calls, missed texts in this one?
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw it, and I was like...
I gotta drive down there.
Then it got real quick.
Did you get hold of Keith Mann right away?
Yeah, and I just whipped out. I mean, the good thing is you just whip out your computer and do a story in 7 minutes now. But you could have played the news thing there. That was breaking news that I actually was late.
He missed breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the faded.
I was late on the Trev Albert story.
That's the breaking news.
Yeah, I was late.
We're doing Trev Albert story right now.
I'm 2 weeks ago.
I was napping. And I woke up to several texts and missed calls. But this is breaking news because nobody knew. I mean, if Sean's listening, I'm sorry.
Here's what happened, Sean. We're getting the intel. This is the scoop now.
Yeah, but you know, I probably missed it by 7
do you,
minutes.
Do you guys have to? Do I say you guys? The media here in Nebraska, when a story breaks, you have to get identified because everything like on in news now, it's identified who broke it.
Oh,
Adam Schefter broke this.
Yeah.
You have to name
Ian Rappaport.
So there's such a strain to be the person that broke the story. Do you have to do that? Is that the way it is? Barfnix broke the story.
No, in this market, it's sort of hit and miss, and it's loose, Bill. It's not something that.
But that's a big deal. So I wonder if
the strain is not as great anymore. I'll tell you that to break stories. Here's why. It's not as great as it. Well, I'll tell you, this would qualify as maybe something you'd be interested in. Getting scooped is not a big deal anymore because you follow it within a minute and nobody even knows you got scooped.
Uh-huh.
Now, getting a scoop back in the day
was big.
Oh, God, because there's just the newspaper.
Yeah.
And you had it the whole day. I mean, and I remember getting scooped. And there's one time in particular, this is a true story. I was living over on... it was right over by Russ's B&R on, I don't know, Jake, what was that, 16th, 17th, and A?
South?
Yeah, South.
Oh, so you live South. Interesting.
Yeah.
17th and
yeah.
South.
Yeah, 17th yes. and Snow, 17th and A.
Okay.
And I think it was A. I would go over every day to Russ's B&R and check the World Herald out to make sure we didn't get beat on anything.
Uh-huh.
So I'd get up every morning and do the same thing, walk over there. Get the World Herald, and in this case, I got beat on it. It was a Paul Sandiford. It doesn't sound big to you guys now, but Paul Sandiford was a big hire, a women's basketball coach, and he had been hired. We'd handled that well at the Journal Star, but he was hiring staff, and it was for some reason it was a big deal, and we got beat on a staff member. And I remember I walked over there, looked at it, it was stripped across the front of the sports, and I threw up in my mouth. And I was like, I take this stuff way too seriously. But I literally was like, sorry.
Come on, Bill. Bill just went through this thing like 24
Had you been
hours
drinking the night before?
No. Not at all. It just hit me that hard. It was Liz Merrill, and me and Liz Merrill had some major battles, and she won one, and I was like, oh, God. You know, it would ruin your entire day because...
Would she text you and say, hey, Steve, did you see the World Herald?
She's very classy.
Beat you.
No. Very classy. Very classy. But it would ruin your day because it was the next day's paper that you were... It wasn't go to your computer and...
There was Twitter to fire you.
Yeah,
you're right, though. Someone writes an article. You could have an article out in the next 30 seconds. No one even knows that you're behind it.
No, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's the So it's not as profound. It's not even as close to as profound. Those were the days when
Better times.
It was.
It was better.
Except
times.
When he lost. Except when
no,
he lost.
It was better times.
It was better times.
Yeah.
It was better.
Because you guys knew at the Journal Star when you guys had one. Like we got a story here. This baby's coming out tomorrow. Oh. We can't print this paper fast enough.
You're 100% right.
We can't get to 4 a.m. and get these things out there.
It was exhilarating.
It was. It was like, we got this.
It was exhilarating.
Print that sucker right now. Come on.
No, you had to wait. But it was interesting back then because there could be a major story at noon. And now you got to do the story right then. Back then, I would go home, mow the lawn, get my reporting done, make sure everything's in line. I really don't have to write this till 8.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just go back in the office and hammer it out. You had till 11. So, yeah, it was
with your grass stained shoes on. And
Yeah.
Better times.
Clippings.
Better.
By the way.
Times.
17th in Washington.
17th in Washington.
Like 18 breakers. It's 17th in Washington.
Yeah, 17th
Thank you, breakers.
That's where I lived.
By the way, speaking of breakers, Sean, Keith, Robin Washington, Callahan, mm-hmm. Keith Mann. Sip needs to know what time practice is.
Any
please,
of you.
Yes.
Please text
Let him
Sip
know.
Or our text line because Sip does not know what time
the best part
practice is at when he can go watch it.
The best would be if all of a sudden it's like, well, it starts at 6:45.
Oh, we'll see you, Sip.
Oh, well.
Hey,
preferably, well, Nick Sainert could do this too. Would Nick be up this early?
No. Give him until 7:15.
Swim's not on board yet.
No, he's still sleeping right
also,
now.
Also, the thing that also is kind of
not
fun.
On board.
That we have the atomic clock that's been off for 2 weeks. It's still on old time.
So
what the hell is
my
that?
Phone?
Yeah, what is that?
My phone says it's 6:33. That says 5:31.
That's what we're dealing with here.
Atomic
I look
clock
up sometimes.
Wrong.
And I'm like going, why are we on the air?
It's
5:31. Why are we on the air? We're early.
That clock.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
Before we get to break, shout out to Bex Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company in the USA. Founded in 1937, Bex Hybrids provides unrivaled customer service and product diversity for both corn and Soybeans, a company founded on the three F's, faith, family, and farming. To find your nearest Beck's Hybrids rep, head over to beckshybrids.com.
Man, I tell you what, when you talk about friendly, so I was driving out to Kearney. You know what I did? I'm getting close to Goner, so I get my phone out, and I videotape Beck's seed on the interstate. I'm driving by.
Look
and
at you.
And I videotape, and I send it off to Trevor, the CFO of Beck's, Sonny's right-hand man, the number two guy in line. So if right now, if you went to Beck's family, how it's run, family-oriented like that, it's Sonny, and then it's Trevor. He's the second guy in charge. Shot him a deal. He's like, oh, wow, can you swing through into York? He's like, I'd like to take you to the Elks Club.
Ooh.
He goes, we have an incredible Elks Club here in York. That's the kind of service you get. They're inviting you. They're hey, listen, if you can swing in, we'll
just
go to
swing in. You'll take it to the Elks.
Go to the Elks Club. I'm going.
They're living right.
Everybody's living better than us.
It feels like that.
It does. It feels like we're behind on everything.
Something. We need to get a catch Where's up.
Is there an Elks Club here in Lincoln? We need an Elks. They have an Elks Club.
It's kind of close. Yeah.
I mean, there's other clubs.
Is there Elks Clubs in Lincoln?
There used to be an Elks Club. Was it Skeeter Barnes?
Ooh,
I think it was out in that area.
Which
out
is now
there,
Raising Cane's like out there.
Yeah, right. That's right. That same area.
I know where you're at.
There was an Elks Club there, I believe. Or is there an Eagles Club?
Columbus had an Elks Club.
Yeah, I mean, imagine being an Elk. We should. If there's an Elks Club, we're all joining.
Okay.
I'd like to be an Elk.
Okay.
Do you think you do some sort of like elk
we're
ears?
Not, yeah,
some
I don't sort know.
Of a, we need so, the ears.
Is there some sort of a? I want to know if we have to do the like antlers. Antlers.
Do
the antler signal when you walk in?
We're not all that social, except for Jay. You're not all that. Social.
No, no, I
not prefer, at all. No, my, Bill, not at all.
My entire life is just I just want to be my wife's
a hermit.
Like, can we go out and do anything? I'd just soon sit home. Yeah, I like to stay home.
When we come back, it's Trip.
Sugar.
It's Tech Time with Trip. Computer Hardware.
Is he here?
No way.
He's somewhere here. He's next. An early break on the tip.
Eat your salmon.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.